everyone, it's Trey, and welcome back to the Stingers and Dingers podcast. This week we have a couple of updates that are President's Cup related, the results from the Hero World Challenge, as well as a couple of tech news pieces. So, got a lot coming. Hope you guys enjoy the show. The first topic we have this week is Bubba Watson talking a little bit of trash about the President's Cup captain selection process. So, for those of you who don't know, after his second round, Bubba Watson at the Hero World Challenge did talk a little bit about the selection process for the captainship and was basically saying that it's for TV ratings and that people should earn it and it used to feel different, which is interesting for him to say a little bit because, you know, one, Tiger Woods is an 82-time champion. You know, he has every merit to be the captain of the President's Cup team. The other thing that's interesting about this situation is that Bubba Watson had been lobbying for a vice captainship for this season, but ultimately didn't get it. The vice captainships this year went to Fred Couples, Steve Stricker, and Zach Johnson. Now, I do think he has a better track record in terms of playing professionally than Zach Johnson, and potentially Steve Stricker, but what this sounds like to me is he's a little frustrated that he didn't end up getting involved in some way, shape, or form based on his professional career. I understand his frustration in not getting picked, and you know, I feel like if I was at his level, I'd want to get picked for a vice captainship at some point as well, especially as he's getting into his 40s, where you know people start to pick up captainships for these type of things. The problem that I have with this is that you shouldn't be airing this, one, you know, with Tiger during Tiger's event. It makes it sound like Tiger shouldn't be involved in this whatsoever, even though, you know, Watson says like, oh, this isn't anything against Tiger, but I just think, you know, the selection process is only for ratings. If you say that, then what you're saying is that, oh, well, they picked Tiger for the ratings. And it's like, well, okay, yeah, you picked Tiger for the ratings, but he has every right to be a captain. Look at that dude's career. It's incredible. You can't say that any other person has any more of a right to a captainship than he does, really. So that's a little bit frustrating for Bubba to hear Bubba say that. And, you know, I'm neither here nor there, Bubba. I don't love the guy, nor do I dislike the guy, but you know, it's comments like this I think get people on his bad side, and you know that's the hard part I have with this, and it makes him look like kind of an ass if we're honest here. So, you know, hopefully this doesn't really bring too much into President's Cup in this coming week, but thought it was an interesting piece, you know, to come out of the Hero World Challenge. All right, speaking of the Hero World Challenge, we do have the results for that. So in order from first to fifth, we have Henrik Stenson at -18. John Rahm at -17, Patrick Reed at -16, Tiger at -14, and Justin Rose at -13 alongside Justin Thomas. So first of all, congrats to Henrik Stenson. Played a hell of a round at the last bit there to take the title, especially against, you know, some really, really good competition, some of the best competition in the world, really, if you look at the leaderboard there. The interesting thing about this is, and we're going to get to this in a minute, Patrick Reed got that two-stroke penalty, and he ended up in 16th. We'll get to that piece in a minute, but for those of you who don't know, he got blatantly caught cheating on TV, got a two-stroke penalty. But interesting to see him at -16, John Rahm at -17, and Tiger at -14. Tiger had kind of a slow round. He did pick up in the third round, but the fourth round really just didn't happen. I think he finished with an even par to end up with a -14 on the fourth day. Henrik Stenson went through a little bit of a bag change this year. For some of those who don't know, he played a Callaway Diablo 3-wood for, God, I don't know, 8, 9, 10 years at this point, and went through his bag and ended up going with some Epic Flash as well as some Rogue Sub-Zero stuff, and seems to be playing some good golf. So, you know, hats off to him. Hopefully he can carry this into the regular season. I do like watching him play. He is a joy to watch. John Rahm, also a joy to watch as well. Patrick Reed, yeah. Tiger, you see, good to see he's in good form. Hopefully he can carry that into the season. Looking through the leaderboard, really, it doesn't look like anyone played really all that poorly. You know, I'm trying to look through and see the rest of the results. You know, the worst performer was Bryson at -3 for the tournament. And he still picked up a $107,000 check, so that doesn't suck at all. But definitely, you know, was not his week. And you know, I think some of these guys just had trouble with the wind out there in the Bahamas. So, or maybe they were enjoying the sun too much and just got distracted from playing golf. But anyways, congrats to Henrik Stenson and the rest of the crew. Next on the list, we have what I alluded to earlier was the Patrick Reed issue. So Patrick Reed got slapped with a two-stroke penalty for moving sand in a waste bunker. So for those of you who don't know, in most waste bunkers, depending on the bunker, you can move loose impediments. Now, loose impediments is an interesting. There's not necessarily like a perfect definition for it, but typically it's something that's not stuck in the ground that you can easily move, out of the way, like something small, like a small rock or something like that. But I would really look at this video because it's very clear to me that he cheated and deliberately improved his lie with his ball. The way he does it is, if you're looking at the video, he takes the back of his wedge, places it behind the golf ball like he was setting up for a shot, and then scoots it back, and almost like a start of a swing, and pulls a little bit of sand behind it. He does it twice. Now, the thing is about this, right? If it was a real loose impediment, you could just move it with your hands and make it known that it was a loose impediment and move on. He deliberately tried to do this in a sneaky way that was, it takes away from the integrity of the game. And that's the frustrating part to me. And the crazy thing is, after this, someone went back and looked at, I think it was 2015, of him doing the same thing on live television. So this is the second time he's been caught. Patrick Reed has also not have the best, history in terms of the tour. He has a reputation for cheating and dishonesty and all of that. So for a lot of people, this doesn't surprise really anyone, which is sad, right? Like, this guy's on tour. This guy's a Masters winner, for God's sakes. Like, this dude needs to have his stuff together. So to see him do this is just awful. But can't say I'm surprised with his background. So, and I think even on top of this, the way he responded was just terrible. He said, "Oh, it was the angle of the cameraman," kind of blaming the cameraman for getting the penalty. And it's like, no, you did something wrong that is entirely on you. Like, you need to take the brunt of it, and didn't even own up to it. So I think a couple things are going to happen from this. I think one is that I think the PGA is going to be under some scrutiny. I think the PGA needs to be under some scrutiny because I understand he's a Masters winner and you want to hold him in high regard. But if he keeps blatantly cheating, you need to disqualify him. He blatantly cheated, and this, like, that's the difference between, accidentally bumping your ball on the green or, something that would give you an accidental stroke, clearly unintentional. This was an intentionally devious move, and he should have been disqualified. And that's the hard part I'm having here. So, I hope the PGA really takes this into consideration with how they deal with these things moving forward, because he's going to be under some serious scrutiny, and people are going to be looking back into a lot of the film from him in previous tournaments and just putting a case together to get him at least disqualified for some of the events on tour. So it's a bummer, but I can't say I'm entirely surprised. Speaking of some interesting topics as well, so for those of you who don't know, Phil Mickelson is not playing in the Waste Management tournament in Arizona this year. This is something event he's played for so many years, and he won this event as an amateur. So it was a big deal for Phil. He instead is actually going to go play a event in Saudi Arabia. I think it's called the Saudi International. There's a couple of parts with this. One is that he received a 7-figure appearance fee for the event. So just to play in the event, he's receiving ungodly amounts of money. Dustin Johnson's playing in it, Tony Finau's playing in it, Henrik's playing in it, and Patrick Reed are playing in it. They're receiving all appearance fees for that. This is a delicate political discussion, which is very far over my head, so I'm not going to try to sound like I'm the most informed here. That being said, there have been some problems with the Saudi regime, the royal family there, with journalists getting killed, with some of their ties to extremist groups, as well as them just basically not allowing women to drive. I think they only started to allow them to drive recently, and I think they only allowed them in soccer stadiums, I think, for the first time to watch soccer games this year. So clearly very, very different structure in terms of how they run their country and use their kind of oil money to play around there. The sad part about this is that this is an event in Phoenix that people really want to see Phil at, because he wanted, this is, you know, he played at ASU. People go there to see him in this event. It's not going to happen. And now he's taking a multi-million dollar offer to go play in a tournament in Saudi Arabia. I understand that it's a big paycheck, but this is, I think, a delicate situation that he needs to, I think, thread the needle a little bit better on. He really hasn't been doing a better job. He, on Twitter, has been going back and forth with Ewan, I don't know how you pronounce his name, Murray. Kind of just not necessarily just responding well to the feedback. It's a bummer for Phil. I like Phil. I like everything he does. But if you want to know more about this, check out the article on GolfWRX. It's called Phil Mickelson Response to Criticism After Ditching Phoenix Open for Saudi International. I won't talk much more about it because it is a delicate situation, you know, based upon, the political climate in Saudi Arabia, but check it out. All right. Next on the list is True Sports acquiring AeroTech Shafts. So True Sports is a company that owns True Temper, Project X, and Acker Golf. So a lot of shaft companies, and they recently just bought AeroTech. From what I understand about AeroTech is they bought them for a particular, shaft, what's it called? Like style, I guess they call it steel fiber. So it's a material that's a little bit different than carbon fiber, and it's a little bit different than graphite. So what they're doing is buying it for that technology, and they're going to input this into their shafts. True Sports is an interesting company because they really focus on a lot of this technology for golf, and I believe they do for hockey as well. I think they work on like some like carbon fiber hockey sticks and stuff like that. So what this means is that we're going to see some really good technology come out of some of the True Temper and Project X lines, and probably integrate this into their lines as well. So, you know, for those of you who play Dynamic Golds for forever, you know, hopefully they'll come out with something that's a little bit more intriguing and different. I think golf's been looking for that in some of the steel shaft game for the last little bit versus just changing the steps and all that. So be interesting to see what comes out over the next year or so. Also in club news, we do have the Maverick drivers leaked out. So for the last, I guess last week or so, we started to see some pictures come from get leaked about the Maverick. So if you want to take a look at the driver head itself, just Google Callaway Maverick, M-A-V-R-I-K, and it should pop up there. In terms of the bottom of the club face, it does have jailbreak technology, pretty similar to the Sub-Zero and the the Rogue and the Epic Flash. And then they will have a regular and a Sub-Zero version of it. Most likely the Sub-Zero version will be the low spinning model. Not much to talk about here. Just means that Callaway has a new driver coming out soon, in that there are some loose lips within Callaway HQ regarding this. And second to last piece of news, Adam Scott talks to fans about the President's Cup, saying don't cheer for Tiger. So the President's Cup is in Australia, which will be the home turf for the international team. Adam Scott will be over there, and well, I guess Jason Day was going to play, but not anymore. He was basically saying to not cheer for Tiger. It's interesting because Tiger draws a crowd, right? Like Tiger is the man, you know, wherever he goes, and he's going to draw the largest crowd regardless. And I think it's interesting that Adam had to go this route and try to convince people to not root for him. But in the end, I don't think much is going to come from that. I think people are going to root for who they root for, and they're already on home turf, right? Any other match that doesn't have Tiger in it is going to be very international focused. So it'll be interesting. I understand where he's going for it, but it people are going to root for who they root for. There's nothing really you can do to stop that. Last piece of news for the week is that Michelle Wee will be joining the CBS coverage as the network continues their golf overhaul. So they announced on Tuesday morning after. Really, there's a bunch of, I guess, little pieces to this. One is Peter Costas and Gary McCord will be parting ways with CBS Golf, and Michelle Wee and Trevor Immelman will be coming on. The interesting thing about this is that Michelle Wee it's two things. One is that she's been moving away from playing because she's been so injury ridden in the last couple of years. Can't say I'm surprised. She had a good run for a while there, and if she can't stay healthy, totally makes sense for her to move this direction. And go into the analyst role. I think it's good for a couple of things. I think one is that she's young and will bring a good face to, you know, golf commentating. You know, golf commentating is typically an older person's game. I mean, you know, Peter Costas and Gary McCord, I believe, are in their 60s, if not older. Davis Love's in his 50s, if not older. Trevor Immelman, I think, is in his 40s. So it'll be good to have someone who's a little bit younger in there shaking it up. Also, someone who has LPGA experience, right? I think, you know, the more LPGA people we can get, I think the more diverse we can get into the sport, the more women can realize that they can actually get into golf versus, you know, it being so male dominant. The role that she's taking is kind of broad. It says that she's going to be, let me see what they actually called it. They say CB will contribute to CBS Sports multimedia golf coverage this season, including the Masters. No idea what that means. I don't think she'll be in a commentator's booth. I have a feeling she'll be doing something similar to what Dottie Pepper does, what she'll be doing on course stuff or interviews. Either way, I think she's going to do great, and I'm really excited for her. Congrats, Michelle. Hopefully you end up crushing this. All right. That was the last piece of news I have for the week. I hope you guys enjoyed it. If you liked the episode, as always, please leave a review for me on iTunes. It'll help me immensely. Share this with your friends if you think your friends could use a little bit of golf news in their life on Mondays. And then check us out on the different Instagrams, Facebooks, and Twitters. It's at Stingers and Dingers on most platforms, and then at Stingers and Dingers Pod on Twitter. All right, guys. Well, if you guys have any other things you want me to cover next week, if I missed anything, please let me know. Otherwise, we'll talk next time. Peace.